USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden says the Department of Justice will appeal a ruling from a U.S. federal judge in Texas that would halt new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. Judge Andrew Hanen ruling Friday that the program was illegally created by former President Obama back in 2012. The ruling currently does not affect the nearly 650,000 people already enrolled in the program that protects those who were illegally brought to the U.S. by their families when they were young from being deported. President Biden saying in a statement Saturday that the ruling was deeply disappointing. And the first case of COVID inside Tokyo's Olympic Village has been confirmed, with the games set to begin in less than a week. Officials say the case is not an athlete competing in the games, but games-concerned personnel. They are now in quarantine for the next 14 days. Athletes competing in the games are being tested on a daily basis, and organizers say that they are expecting positive tests over the course of the event. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The director of the Centers for Disease Control says the unvaccinated are driving a new rise in COVID cases. Brad Bernards reports.
With COVID-19 cases rising in all 50 states, health officials say it's clear that unvaccinated people are both driving the increase in cases and are most at risk. Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
There is a clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We are seeing outbreaks of cases in parts of the country that have low vaccination coverage because unvaccinated people are at risk.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the death toll in a series of floods in Western Europe continues to rise as more than 160 people have been reported dead in Western Germany and Belgium. Days of heavy rains have sent many small rivers overflowing into the region. Authorities in both countries say it may take several weeks before the full extent of the damage is known. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Thousands attended a rally Saturday in Havana to support Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel after a week that saw the largest anti-government protests in the island nation in decades. Díaz-Canel told the crowd that hatred being espoused on social media was behind the week's protests. His government has blocked many social media platforms in the country since Sunday's uprising. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that's one way that the U.S. can help the Cuban people. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that getting open internet to the island and allowing the Cuban people to communicate with each other is vital in supporting the freedom movement.
The Biden administration should be doing everything in its power to A, do not negotiate with this regime, B, give support to those that are the leaders of this uprising monetarily, somehow get them the money they need in order to keep doing what they're doing. Third, and probably most importantly, they need to establish internet connectivity inside Cuba so that the Cuban people can communicate with themselves freely without government interference, and they can also communicate with the rest of the world. So if they go back in the streets and the Cuban government and the regime tries to crack down on them, we, the entire world, can see what the Cuban government really is all about and how they remain in power. And hopefully the opinion of the world would turn against the Cuban government, and then hopefully that will lead to change in Cuba.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.